Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, look, now, when you got top line pitchers, at least I know when one of my top line guys is in there, I can count that he's going to keep me close in these games. Kind of like what Jacob DeGrom did yesterday. Yep, gave up two.
That's a fair point.
But he hung in there.
And, kept you know, in the game, gave me a chance to get a big hit to win, and that's what Bruce did. You know, there are times in sports when guys can't let go, and they keep trying to come back and come back and come back. David Wright might be an example of that. So Jerry's about to walk us through, obviously, last night's Phillies-Mets game and, of course, the Yankee game. But I can't believe that the New York Mets have signed a deal with a former, I mean, one of the best pitchers in the history of the game.
Really?
Yeah, I was listening to Mike yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't realize who was starting tonight for the Mets. You guys have it?
Mets are in action off their win last night. Obviously, Saberhagen doing what you expected him to do. The Conforto fans, I know people want to talk about Conforto. Oh, he's sending a message. Oh, he hit a home run. That's a nice way to send a message.
That's good, I think. So apparently, Brett Saberhagen will be pitching tonight for the Mets.
Can I ask you a question?
Jerry's got the terms of the deal.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. All right. Obviously,
let me hear that again just real quick. Play it again, Eddie.
Mets are in action off their win last night. Obviously, Saberhagen doing what you expected him to do.
So he screwed up Noah Syndergaard and Brett Saberhagen. Now, I have to ask you a question. Out of all the pitchers to go back down memory road with,
right,
or memory lane with, I should say, why Saberhagen?
I don't know. Maybe I guess he's coming back or something. Jerry's got the details of the deal.
No, I don't.
How long is the deal, Jerry?
A one day. I don't think I have the details of that.
Wait, so he can retire a Met, I guess.
Yes, I suppose so. Right. And then put the hat on. This report brought to you by Dell and brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. Only because the game was last night. We'll start with the Mets. The Yankees obviously were amazing, but we'll start with the latter game first. Mets and Phillies. Here's the pitch and the play that would lead to the home run.
So one out. Here's Cabrera, who has one of the Mets' three hits tonight. A double back in the first, and that goes behind him, and Cabrera stares out at Ramos. Not at all happy with that. Cameron Ruff, a very big man, tries to soothe Cabrera. Nobody exits either dugout.
That is Gary Cohen on SNY.
I think he's in that negative.
You don't realize when he said, the best part of what he said there was how big the Phillies catcher is.
Yes.
That dude's a monster.
Hey, big dude. Yeah, very much so.
When he stands up, he dwarfs Cabrera.
A Struble. Now, he wound up walking out a walk. This was a 2-2 game. And then Jay Bruce is on fire.
Rodriguez ahead in the count, 1-2. Bruce cracks one to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Jay Bruce hits it off his own pitcher. A two-run shot to put the Mets in front.
Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire. Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire. We don't need yo anus. Let that weekend hacker golf. Golf, yo, Wayne's golf. You dig?
I can listen to that all day long.
So could I. I like that.
Is that on iTunes, by the way?
No, that's an exclusive here.
Can you put it out as a ringtone?
No, he's not allowed to.
A ringtone?
Yeah, I'd like to have that.
That would be kind of cool. Can you do that with these sounds?
Sure you can.
I got to learn now.
How do you do it?
You got to just get the audio on your phone and then set it as your ringtone. It's
really?
Take you 3 seconds.
Can you do that for me, Al?
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do that. I think it's
Craig,
a younger generation.
Craig knows how to do it.
Seems like you know how to do
it. I'll Google
it. I'm happy to do it for you. You download the audio first.
You got one of those millennial hats on. Whatever.
Why don't you download the audio first, and then I'll do it for you. But I'm not going to hold your hand.
Bruce.
Jay Bruce is on fire. That was pretty good. He homered twice, and the Mets did beat the Phillies 4-3. Gary Cohen, SNY. Neil Walker, the game-tying sac fly in the seventh. Jay Bruce. He is on fire. He walked and scored the tying run. So you had that
Jay Bruce
as well.
Is a beast right now.
Yeah, he's
a total
great
beast mode. Hi, my name is Jay Bruce. I'm going to eat you for lunch.
Here's Terry Collins. Bruce hitting like Bruce.
This is
I mean, outside of the month and a half he was here last year, this is the, you know, I haven't seen him like this, so I'm just, I know it's there.
And Bruce says, I'm the one that's just hot right now. That's all Longyear.
Tonight just happened to be me, but it's going to be plenty of other guys, plenty of other times all year long.
And that's it, and they got a lot of hitting. They expect the other guys to hit. Now, one guy who's not is Jose Reyes. Now, Terry Collins was asked about Ramos throwing over the head of Cabrera, right? And so the ball sails over the head in a tie game. And the question to Collins is, why would you do that in that spot? Right. And then it leads to the Reyes comment.
I have no idea. Right. I don't know. I'm too busy. I got the FBI out looking for the real Jose Reyes right now.
So they found that funny.
By the way, you know, the whole thing's not funny because you know, he's supposed to be the leadoff man. And I get it. I know he's trying to maybe, you know, loosen the tension around him or whatever. Time out. You want to be a Major League Baseball player talking all this smack, coming back. Oh, it's great to be back with the Mets and everything else. It's time, you know, to start holding him accountable. You know, you can't do that with your $25 million, you know, Yoenis Cespedes, who isn't hitting either. But at the end of the day, you got to get somebody at the top of that lineup that's going to get on base.
But it is just seven games, right?
There's 29 at-bats.
I understand what it is.
It's nine strikeouts.
I get it.
And it's one
but how
hit.
Much – you because you
he
said
needs a
yesterday –
day off. I just said he needs
he
a day off.
He had a day off the other night.
Give him
it's
another
not like
one.
He hasn't
Give him
had
a week
one.
Off. Give him whatever he needs off. Well, just
the
get
problem
him,
is the strikeouts. If he's making contact, the first two at-bats are awful. That happens. But last night, you know, it starts off the game, and he was – I mean, it lost.
He was. He buckled on the curveball. He's flailing at the ball the second. I agree.
That's why it's time to sit him down and just say, hey, you know what? Let's take a couple days off. Let's work on our stuff in the batting cage. Get away from the pressure of what you're dealing with right now. Even Jay Bruce said, look, I'm going to have times in this season where I'm not going to be hitting the ball like this.
Of course.
Everybody is.
Well, here's Terry Collins. What do you do with Reyes?
I think you got to let him work through it. I really do. I mean, he's, you know, he's taking extra BP. Today took BP off because I don't know if he thought he's been swinging too much.
Well, he's going to keep playing,
he needs to get out of there. Just needs a
Or at least
maybe
you
got to
move
run.
Him from leadoff.
Well, listen, one line drive and he could be back on
it. I don't disagree, but you won for 27. At what point do
Why
you stop?
Why are you glaring at me? You of all people, you surprise me. You would think you'd want to let him work his way through it.
We have to speak, Boomer. It's a
Have race. I done something today to you?
I'm not going to interrupt you today. Just keep going.
I know what it is.
What's that?
He's going to slowly try to alienate everyone on the show, so when he moves to afternoons with Phil Simms, it's an easier move for him. So he's starting off with you.
I don't know what I did, but it'll be terrible.
But he's starting with you, and he's next.
You know, here's a crap that I got to deal with. You know, one of my friends, close friends.
Who's this?
You know, I'm not going to tell you who, because I don't want to embarrass. I don't know if he wants his name
Where is
on
he
there
on the list?
Not.
Did you give us the number?
He's definitely an organ donation guy.
All right.
Definitely
an
organ donation
guy. Big friend.
Very good friend.
Go ahead.
Right?
What happened?
Who knows me really, really well. Knows us really, really well.
Fair enough.
Sends me that dopey article that Gary Myers wrote about me and Phil Simms doing afternoons.
Yes.
Is this true? I'm like, are you out of your mind? Well, what is wrong with you people? I mean, just ask me and Craig.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Phil Simms.
And you want to know something? I do love Phil Simms, but I've been working with my man here for 10 years. I got a good gig right here. Why would I want to change that? Why are people reacting to one person's speculation?
Correct.
And trying to make somehow, some way, it legitimate.
That's what we do.
That's what people do.
Right.
Because it's such a high-profile position.
I wanted to reach through the phone and punch my friend in the face.
Yeah,
it's
also
remind
people that Gary Myers hates us because I refuse to promote his dopey book projects.
Well, that one time specifically.
He wanted to. We asked him to come on about something stupid he wrote, and then he expected to be able to promote some stupid book he wrote, which was called "Hey, My Name Is Stupid."
That's you and him. That's not me.
No, that's us. And he then says to Al, "Lose my number. No problem, Ace." Trying to give some other over the hill hack writers. I don't have to have on the show. No, you're the one.
All right.
And could that Bill Simmons commercial be any worse?
Jesus God.
I mean, it makes me not want to go to that website. Jesus.
Tonight, Matt Harvey takes on Clay Buchholz. This portion of the report brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When did that start?
About a half hour ago.
The commercials in the middle of the update started a half hour ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. It's fantastic.
Really, 5 minutes ago. Let's get to your Yankees. How about that?
Is that a new thing we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just fantastic. What is it now? Is every update an hour? Harris Allen overnight update? 20 minutes long with three commercials in it?
What can I tell you, Craig?
Not your fault, Jerry. I'm just saying. Oh, I never heard that before.
No, me neither.
So I want to welcome our wonderful sponsors. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Yes, of course.
That's how hard it is to advertise here. We have to squeeze you into an update now. What's next? Karen Stewart goes for 3 minutes? With traffic nobody wants to hear? Give me another LIRR update, because that's what I'm dying to hear.
Oh, God.
Oh, the trains are delayed. Yeah, we know.
Okay. All right.
Holy moly.
You want to get to your Yankees and get to some good stuff now?
Yes.
All right, so we had the Yankees with their home opener against Tampa yesterday, and how good was Michael Pineda? He was terrific.
Good enough,
there's the
good
1-2.
Enough that this update's being sponsored.
That's right.
Indeed, yes.
Here's the 1-2. Struck him out swinging fastball. 19 up, 19 down. 10 of them by striking.
He was awesome.
I want you to play that again, unless maybe I didn't hear it well because my earpiece was falling out.
What's up?
Listen to John's voice on the strike call. Go ahead.
Here's the 1-2. Struck him out swinging fastball.
What?
It's like he's like, that man's pumped.
Whoa. What an opening day for Michael Pineda.
Pineda Start is brought to you by Pineda's.com. Do you need a Pineda for your kid's party? Comes with candy inside or buy the candy extra. Jesus. Pineda's by Pineda.
Oh,
John, that's pinatas, not Pineda's. Well, I'm just reading news and I figure it's Pineda Pineda Day.
Good Lord.
Jesus, God. We're already off the rails. We're only on here for 40 minutes.
Holy moly.
Anyway, he took this perfect game into the seventh inning. He goes 6 2/3. They almost got a base hit on a slice down the left field line, but it was caught by Gardy. But then Evan Longoria did break it up.
Pineda deals, swung on and line down the left field line. There is a base hit going to the left field corner. It'll be extra bases. Longoria goes to second with a double. The no-hitter, the perfect game is broken up. And listen to the ovation from Michael Pineda.
That is now, John Sterling on
tell
the fan
me if
again.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That was a first pitch hit by Longoria. And the reason I bring that up is this. Longoria said after the game that, and he referred to it as they. He said they put out the stat that up to that point, he was starting a first pitch strikes to most of the guys because he was in total command of his pitches. But the far majority of his first pitches were sliders. But I don't know where, when he said they, I don't know what he meant by they. Like,
probably
was it
TV
the radio
or
TV?
Or somebody.
So, which I found fascinating because he acknowledged he's sitting on a slider on that pitch and he happened to hang one up there, you know, didn't cut down or whatever. But that means that
the coaching staff,
or was paying attention. First pitch slider, and he was sitting on him.
Well, that's why
I find that fascinating.
I would think they were either listening to the broadcast, the coaching staff.
That's what I thought,
or somebody in the dugout is obviously.
I know they
paying
attention.
Yeah. All the pitches.
So, but if that came from the broadcast, that would be like in a weird way awesome.
Sure,
but you know that's how. That, I mean,
his slider was ridiculous.
If you have a guy in the dugout, which I'm sure they do, charting pitches.
Yeah, they do.
So they are. Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and you know, let's say, you know, it goes slider, fastball. Then the second guy, slider, fastball, slider, fastball, slider. So the predominantly first pitch
slider.
Excuse me, is a slider.
But so the fact that he had that information, he said afterwards, I'm thinking slider the whole way first pitch because that's what we did the whole game.
Right.
So there you go. Two outs, and that's what happened.
He was terrific. 7 2/3, 11 strikeouts. He got the win. 8-1 was the final. Your boy Gardy had himself. He strikes out, gets on first base, and scores.
I'm sorry. We don't call him
Gardy.
No,
you call him Gardy.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well,
you mock it and call him Gardy.
Well, talking about he's never called him. Are we talking about Gardner? You have never
yes,
called
he has.
Him Gardner.
He has
Thank
mocked
you.
It.
No, you've never. He always
you
calls him
mocked
Gardner.
It and always calls him Gardy.
He never calls him Gaudy.
In a mocking way, he has. You're right. When he's talking serious, he doesn't.
Like he doesn't call Brian Cashman Cash.
No, I hate that.
He doesn't call Mike Tannenbaum.
Mr. T.
Yeah, I mean, because
it's get on your knees for Bill Parcells.
That you have not done.
Yeah, whatever.
Agreed. No, you've not done that.
I see Mike Tannenbaum. I go, hey, Biggs, nice move with Tebow.
What's up, Biggs? That cost you your job.
That's right.
Well, listen, he's down in Florida.
He's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, he's doing all right now.
I paid a fool.
Joe Girardi did clarify, by the way, the injury to Gary Sanchez.
It's behind the bicep.
So did you hear that? It's not the actual bicep?
It's behind the bicep.
It's the biaxial. Something or another.
I got nothing behind my bicep.
Well, that's unfortunate for you. He's going to miss about a month, so that's not good for the Yankees. I don't know what they expected, but it looks like at least
in the
4 weeks
today that you know this isn't all that bad for the Yankees. I'm like, what?
It is.
I mean, what you want? You start catching
our 50 home run guy.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what it is though? In a very strange way, you know, figure like May 15th would be like acquiring a great free agent.
See what you just did there?
What?
Right before that last statement, you said. He's supposed to be our 50-run guy.
I said, Yankee fans like myself.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Your Honor, I deny saying
You said the word our.
Well, whatever it is, it is.
You can't help yourself. You're a Yankee fan, and we understand that.
Let's go, Mets.
Yes, that was a beautiful day for you.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
And are you going to get on your Yankee brethren for not selling out the stadium on opening
day? That was amazing. I couldn't do that.
No, that must be wrong.
It's not wrong. They had a great crowd. Don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute.
Great crowd. It was not a sellout.
Game was a sellout.
That's a football stadium now. You know that, don't you?
That game was an absolute.
They play the pinstripe ball in there. It's a football stadium. They also play soccer.
Did you notice the soccer marks all over the field?
On the hallowed ground of Yankee Stadium, they're playing soccer.
Yes. And you can tell. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do about that, though?
Build a stadium.
They're trying to build a stadium.
Right, but in the meantime, if you have the agreement, it is what it is.
You know what we need? We need another building for the Islanders. We need another stadium for NYCFC. You know, we just
the reason it's not a new stadium is because there's a plumber that has a property in the Bronx where they're going to build a new stadium, and he refuses to move.
I think it was Passover yesterday, so I think that's probably why
that must be the reason.
I think Passover's today. I think
it was last night.
I think it's today.
Yeah, but it was last night.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I'm doing it tonight.
You do whatever you want.
Having a big Italian hoagie.
Jeez, come on.
Big hero sub hoagie sandwich grinder. That's what I'm doing.
A couple of other just quickies before we get out of here. Cubs beat the Dodgers
3-2. Is it going to be a matzo hoagie?
Now, why would I have matzo? It's dry and disgusting.
Then would you have to eat matzos on Passover?
I don't subscribe to that.
Well, why not? You have a matzo hoagie.
I subscribe to family getting together and eating dinner.
I call it a matzo hero myself.
A matzo hero?
Yes.
Oh, that must be disgusting. Hey, what's for dinner? A matzo hero. I know some Jews that make matzo lasagna. Throw it right in the garbage.
Jews.
Okay.
Yankee fans call it a matzo hero Tanaka.
Okay, Boomer and Carton on the Fan. 877-337-6666. Jerry, is there anything you didn't get to?
You know what? Brooke Lopez became the all-time leading scorer for the Nets. Good for him. Celtics wrap up the division with their win last night, and we'll do more throughout the morning.
Does that include the ABA Nets or no?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yes.
It does, huh? Wow, that's pathetic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.